tables.
Mm-hmm.
Got two tables in there we don't use. Used to hang fur hides up in there when I hunted.
Mm-hmm.
Catch a fox, animal, skin him back.
Oh, yeah, so that's you'd use that room for that.
Yeah.
In
fur house.
Fur house, you call it? Oh.
Quit using it for that now.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Talking about something like housework, like you were talking about that you'd have to make that soap, that's one of the things that...
Hmm?
Like talking about housework and stuff, and you're telling me about, oh, they'd have to make that soap. Well, now, did they use that on the clothes?
Yeah.
I washed with the soap.
Washed with it, scrub it. That's all you had. Make a barrel of soap and wash, and I'd done the next year.
Mm-hmm. And you'd use that for put the clothes
soap.
In there.
Wash
your
clothes.
Yeah.
You'd use that to wash your clothes in. We couldn't buy no soap then.
Mm-hmm.
Face got too rusty, could wash it.
What now?
Your face. If it got too rusty, could use a lot of soap on it.
Didn't
have nothing else.
Well, now what about
didn't have nothing else.
Yeah. What about, how would you get the wrinkles out?
Hmm?
After they were washed, how did you get the wrinkles out of the clothes?
Well, ironed a lot of
them. We had some old, smooth, old-time iron, set them on up in front of the fire and get them hot.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on the eating table and the cloth turned back and a quilt or something.
An iron.
Scrub the wrinkles out of it. Lots of time, put them on and wear them out of it.
Oh, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Well, now, like in the morning after they, like I guess they get up and have breakfast, and then I guess what would the after that the a woman might do with the house? Would she?
Oh, she'd wash up her dishes and put them up,
clean up
the house,
sweep up the
mm-hmm.
floor. Used to milk the cows.
Mm-hmm.
Milk the cows.
So she might clean up the house too.
Yeah. First thing.
Mm-hmm. Do that first.
Milk a cow and get her a young one pallet and go to the field and set them under the shade and go to work. What are big enough to help pull weeds.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. So now...
Everybody's busy.
They're all busy. Now, I believe you told me that you had, even on that old log house, you had a porch, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what...
Little old porch.
Like this. Now, what do you call the way you get up from the ground up to the porch, you have to go up the
steps?
Well, we go up the steps generally.
Right.
Lots of times have some blocks sawed, a little long, shorter and shorter. Walk up on them blocks. Sometimes we put a rock wall and finally got to making steps like them out there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, these high people, they make steps out of concrete and run them.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, did you ever know, did you ever see a two-story house where they'd have to go up from one floor to the next floor? Did you know, what would they call it, how they get up from the first floor to the second floor? What?
Upstairs, stair steps.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. They call that?
Stair steps.
Stair steps,
what the old timers called.
Mm-hmm.
What few had one, they didn't have none way back, but several
some
years
used
long
to
ago
have
they did have.
And go up in the loft
mm-hmm.
and went upstairs.
Some people just sleep upstairs, some places.
Yeah, some people used to have beds.
Put a good room
upstairs
somehow. We never did have
a stairway up there, just a room to sleep in.
Well, would they call that a bedroom?
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Just a bedroom.
Sleep upstairs.
They had the beds up there and just sleep.
Or
upstairs.
Bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Always sleep upstairs, man.
Mm-hmm. Now, when the rain, like you said, I believe you said you had a tin roof on
mm-hmm.
this house.
This one, yeah.
Now, do you have